And then the last point, if you guys have been paying attention to Milwaukee County, they did they had a meeting in regards to doing a sound study that they approved. But the way I interpreted that is it's pending budget, which County Parks has none of. So that'll be something that we'll have to, I think, tackle together when, you know, when it hits the county board agenda. But we're anticipating some level of sound study that will be conducted, and we're not concerned about it. But it's something that I wanted to make sure everybody was aware of. So without further ado, I guess I'll turn it over to you guys and ask me any questions you might have.
I would prefer you start that hotel yesterday.
I know, me too.
Questions? Alderman Nelson?
I just have a comment. Thank you, Mike, again, for giving these updates. I know I get some calls. Now, what I haven't had calls in a while is any noise complaints. Has there been any coming in your way? Because I haven't, normally my phone would blow up from different people, but I haven't had anything in 3 weeks, 4 days, and 7 hours.
So it's slowed down significantly. There was one, I believe, last weekend that popped up at 6:30 in the morning. The mayor got on me right away. I said there's no way that we have anything going on at 6:30, and it turned out we did. So we addressed that internally. It's a big tournament we do every year, and they hired a DJ, and we just didn't have it on our radar. So other than that, there's one or two neighbors that, you know, I've given them my personal contact info that will say, you know, we're starting to hear noises, and then we'll kind of work to adjust it. I mean, it's finicky because of wind and that kind of stuff. So this particular neighbor, who's been relatively vocal, I think has been very appreciative of the work that we've been doing to adjust the sound.
Thank you. Nothing further.
Alderman Dandre.
Just real quick, the only complaint that I had was the berm, and I know that you were working on that, and then your equipment broke down, and then you commenced with it and finished it up. And I know that you're going to be working on that. You mentioned that in your report. One thing that I'm hoping that you've had conversations with our finance director, but with the delays and the overall TID, you're going to be possibly bouncing up against the wall based on commitment and increment and taxation. So if you're not aware of it, I would expect that you and your finance people meet with Paul and make sure that you start checking all that out. Because we did have a discussion in finance a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I'd love to have that conversation. We do our own modeling, and right now we're, it's tight, we're currently ahead of schedule. I know the new assessments came in, and we haven't run the numbers. I know that the office building came in under than what we anticipated. So I haven't run that analysis. The golf, which is a $25 million build-out, that's the one thing. You know, we're hoping to get in summer, fall. A six-month delay doesn't materially impact the analysis from what we can tell, but if there's different data that you guys have, I'd be more than happy to. It keeps me up at night.
Well, Mike, I asked if you've reached out with Paul. I would recommend that you reach
Absolutely.
Out with Paul
yep.
and make sure that your numbers and his numbers are somewhat in sync, because it appeared that we may be off a little bit.
Sure.
Okay? I just want to make sure there's no surprises.
Yeah, the only surprise I would say is COVID. I mean, I don't think anybody anticipated a shutdown of the markets and that kind of stuff. So, I mean, that aside, I still think we're in striking distance, but I will certainly meet with him because we've got contractual and personal guarantees on it.
That's all I'm asking.
You got it.
I don't want you to be surprised.
Because we're partners here.
Yeah, I'm in.
And you got both people that are involved in that. Paul's behind you and Peggy's next to you. So, I did get a call from Greenfield's mayor, Mike Knightsky, who Greenfield had their graduation at Franklin Field. I had to say it.
Marquette, I think, is what you're referring to.
That's correct. I'm sorry, yeah. Marquette High. His daughter, I believe, goes to Marquette High. Said it was a phenomenal event.
Yeah, it sets up perfectly.
What?
Thanks, Paul. Marquette High is an all-boys school.
Then it was his son. I don't, what do I know? I don't have any kids. Come on. Whoever it is, whatever sex his child is that goes to Marquette High, had a phenomenal event there, and it went great, and he extends his compliments to you. It went well, so there you go. So, and by the way, I get the sound complaints. Yeah. So anything else for Mr. Zimmerman? Okay.
Thanks for your time. Thanks, appreciate Mike. It.
Let's get into first place, okay?
All right.
G2 is a resolution to award the 2020 Fire Station Alerting System. It's $23,819.11 to Integral Building Systems.
Second.
All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Anything, Chief, you want to add to
this?
Yeah,
I just want to thank Peggy and Glenn for their help in getting this project back on track after Mark left. So they've been great to work with.
And when are they going to start?
That I don't know. We'll have to make contact with them as soon as we award the bid.
And Sean's looking forward to a good night's sleep, right? There you go. This is a big deal. This will help the health of our firefighters. This will be great. So thank you.
Thank you.
G3 and page 17 is an ordinance to amend 15-30415 of the Unified Development Ordinance. To allow for building exterior changes, permit signage for Habitat Humanity. We need two motions here. A motion determining the proposed amendment is a minor amendment.
Mayor, I make the motion to determine a minor amendment.
Is there a second? Alderman Hanneman. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries. The second is to adopt. To adopt the ordinance.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Heath, if you can make sure that that one comment that I made at the Plan Commission, that they take a look at the graphics on the side of the building with the refrigerator and the couch and that.
Right.
They take a look at that. Mm-hmm. For the council's information, they have some graphics on the side of the building with some cockeyed furniture and appliances. I thought that looked not really real good, so they were going to take a look at that. Okay, G4 on page 35. Franklin preferences for the Department of Transportation for Lover's Lane. We're looking for a motion to direct staff to inform WISDOT on preferences. Mr. City Engineer, what do you want here?
So if you recall the conversation on July 21st, we had a whole series of things we made preferences to the DOT. One issue, which we decided to survey the affected residents, or affected property owners, I should say, was the frontage road on the east side between Herta and Phyllis. We sent out the survey, and we got four responses. Of the four responses, one wanted to keep it two-way. I believe we received five responses. I believe it was one to keep it two-way, and four responses wanted to make it one-way with northbound. So, again, this isn't a vote per se, and DOT will look at all the studies, but they are interested in your consideration. So I would suggest to you that perhaps making it one way northbound is appropriate.
Did the fire department offer an opinion?
I did not ask the fire department, no.
Because there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, I don't know. That's probably not a bad return. There's 10 houses there. This is Alderman Nelson.
So, do we need a motion to go for option A, or what are you looking for here, Glenn?
Well, I think based on your responses, option A would be to tell WISDOT your preferences, make it one way, which lessens the taking of right of way that DOT will need to do, and making it one way northbound.
And in your professional opinion, that's what?
I think that's suitable.
Okay, well, I'll make the motion to adopt option A.
Let's not do that. Wait a minute. Let's be clear. let's quit with this option A stuff. Make the motion to recommend the WISDOT northbound one way.
Well, then I'll read it. I mean, is that what you're looking for? Okay. Motion to direct staff to inform WISDOT on preference to one way, comma, northbound for the frontage road along South Lover's Lane, para US 45/State Highway 100, para from West Herta Place to South Phyllis Lane.
That would be good. Thank you. I appreciate that. For bearing with me. It saves issues.
Second.
Any other discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any opposed? Motion carries. G5, there's a revised action sheet at your plate, or, well, there's a revised one, which is a resolution for a conservation easement for the mayor's on West Ryan Road.
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any opposed? I hope this takes care of it. Does this take care of it, Heath?
Should.
Okay, good. It's been a long time coming. Mr. City Attorney? Nope. Okay. Been waved off. Your button. Mr. City Attorney.
I just got the detail on this basically today that it moved forward. I understood that the issue was no snowmobile prohibition because it's approximate to a public use snowmobile trail. But now that my first look at this handout here, I see that the entire, all of the all-terrain vehicles or any other types of motor vehicles, et cetera, was deleted. I don't know, you know, not my realm, but just, that's all I know about it, so.
Okay. G6, resolution.
Leader?
Alderman Willem.
Could we have some clarification on that? Because it was, I thought the intent was just to remove the snowmobile issue. Is that not what was voted on?
Well, I know that young master mayor would probably like to zoom around on an ATV or two.
I'm fine. I just want to make sure that we don't have any questions and we have to look at the tapes later or anything. Thank you.
G6, page 41, is a resolution to issue change order number one
was
to one.
Was that voted on?
All those in favor of the motion to approve signify by saying aye.
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 Any, yeah, I thought it was too. Any opposed? Motion carries. G6 is a resolution change order number one to WANASEC in the amount of $9,030 for the odor reduction project. Alderman Nelson.
Motion to adopt or approve on option A. Option A. Should I read it?
And there is no option B.
There is no B. Well, there's a B, refer back to staff, but I'm going to go on the bottom part. As option A is my motion.
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Who's breathing heavy on the phone?
Barber. We all say barber.
G7, page 53, is resolution approving Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources NR208 compliance maintenance report. Is there a motion to adopt the resolution?
So moved. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Say aye.
I did. Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion carries. G8, page 69, is an ordinance to amend ordinance 2398. Adopting annual budgets to appropriate $16,130 for police software to upgrade the 911.
Second.
Second.
Kristen, Alderman Nelson beat you to it. Madam Clerk, please.
You're on G8 with the $26,000?
G8 is $26,900, yes.
Yeah, is Mr. Rosenberg there because the amount is not actually that? If you look at the resolution, the motion and the resolutions don't go together. The resolution talks about splitting it up between the grants and having the contingency fund difference of the $10,800.
That's correct.
So the motion should actually have a number change in it. Is Mr. Rosenberg there?
I am.
Mr. Rosenberg.
So the alderman of the 3rd District called me recently on this issue and pointed out that the title of this ordinance and council action was inappropriately stated. It should be read that it is to move $16,130 from contingency instead of the $26,900. But the attached resolution in Section 1 does in fact move $10,800 of contingency, records a $16,100 resource for intergovernmental revenue, and then creates the $26,900 appropriation for the police computer software.
So, question?
Alderman Wilhelm.
So, Mr. Rosenberg, would it be more accurate to say we're moving from the capital outlay fund not the $26,900, but only the $10,800?
That would be an accurate statement, yes.
So we should amend that motion to reflect just that $26,900 figure to be $10,800.
I'll make that a correction for and send that forward to the clerk pending council action.
Does the resolution 26-9 also change in the title?
Yes.
It's not a resolution.
It's an ordinance.
Ordinance. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to...
You're going home with a smile on your face. So the resolution will say $10,800 instead of $16,130. That would be on page 70. The title page on the council action sheet will be $10,800 instead of $16,130.
What about the 26-9?
So the title of the ordinance should read
on page
for
70.
The capital out
on page 70 is the ordinance.